The looming issue for state government remains the same: money. The pressing question is, how can lawmakers fund state services and balance the state budget with a $1.4 billion deficit? Senator Olson says the task will require a combination of cutting spending and raising revenue. And the first place he would cut is the Alaska Marine Highway System.
The idea that you have these ferries running around that are half empty all the time, especially during the winter months, I could see that there could be more efficiencies with that.
Olson does not support Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposal to mothball the entire marine highway system. As far as increasing revenue, the first place Olson would look is the oil and gas tax credit system. The system greatly reduces the amount of taxes oil and gas companies pay in Alaska, and Olson wants the legislature to increase that tax rate.
It's time for us to have our time to adjust those tax credits to make sure we, as the state, which are broke and going broke, don't go outright bankrupt.
Olson is also willing to discuss a statewide sales tax and a state income tax to raise revenue. He says both would require careful scrutiny on how they affect rural Alaskans. Olson rejects the governor's proposal to require public votes on new taxes.
People elected the legislature to come down here and deal with this stuff. They elected the governor to go ahead and come up with answers on how you're going to get revenues and not just give it to the people. The people don't know necessarily all the intricacies of what the oil tax credits are, how much the oil tax credits are owed by the state of Alaska.
Olson wants to raise revenue partially to avoid cutting state services that benefit rural Alaska, like power cost equalization, which subsidizes energy costs in rural areas. Olson says he wants to support Senator Lyman Hoffman's plan to make the power cost equalization funds non-sweepable, meaning they can't be automatically pushed into another state account to pay for something else. An area where Olson wants the state to appropriate more money is to helping rural Alaskans get real IDs. The state-issued licenses will soon be required to board commercial airplanes and enter federal buildings. The Dunleavy administration has asked for private donations to help issue the IDs in rural areas, a request that, quote, offended Olson.
In my 20 years I've been in the Senate, I've never heard of a government official asking for private donations so that they can fund their travel out to rural Alaska. If the government mandates it, they ought to pay for it, or at least pay a portion of it so that it can be affordable.
The October 1st, 2020 Real ID deadline is federally mandated, and Alaska has already gotten an extension. Olson suggests Governor Dunleavy use his close relationship with President Donald Trump to secure another extension to allow the state time to develop a better plan to issue these IDs to rural residents. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.